And then Brad.
Brant.
Mm-hmm. Crack guy, I can't keep him in any of them straight, no damn more. And Brant just going along like a lemming. Well, I don't know why. Maybe somebody's got a finger up his ass. But
who could it be?
But this is not only immoral, not only unprincipled, mm-hmm. not only sneaky and dirty, it violates, it harms us.
Yes.
Long term.
Absolutely.
And it steals my shit.
Stealing our shit.
I don't give a crap if the ARPA funds came from the Federal Reserve, went down through Congress, they sold some T-bills, and it flowed down the hill. The pile of shit's the pile of shit.
And we're the ones that got to fucking eat it.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Check this out, I just got sent a message. On the What's Going On in Camden, Lugoff, Elgin, South Carolina, the original. I know a lot of people see this, so to the Kershaw County deputy in car 67, you were caught drag racing in your police cruiser with another officer in an unmarked patrol car. You're supposed to be setting an example with that badge and cruiser. If we drag race, we get locked up. But I guess it's perfectly fine for the Kershaw County Sheriff's Department to literally drag race up Highway 1.
Huh.
No shit. Who would have thunk that goddamn Kershaw County Sheriff's deputy is doing stupid shit?
Who would have thunk that? Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We're back with another Kershaw County Liberty Report.
Dude. What the fuck are we gonna do, man? I guess we're just gonna ride this bitch all the way in.
Well, you know, what's good is Lee's not getting 16 new vehicles.
Right.
They can just use the old vehicles for drag racing. Yeah, yeah. What do you think it was? You know, they got that, is it a gray Expedition that's unmarked, yeah. I think, that we saw?
Tahoe. They have a gray Tahoe, there's a gray Tahoe that's a narcotics officer. It's like a bluish gray color.
All right.
Blacked out windows. That's the narcotics officer. And then they got a black Expedition, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they got a couple of those, I think.
Yeah.
But drag racing or sitting in a church parking lot.
Taking a piss on the side of the road by next to your patrol car.
Yeah, that's a typical. I don't know why the guy's complaining.
It's part of the job, man.
Yeah. I mean, they got special privileges, don't you know?
That's right.
Yes. Like the guy that parked in the handicapped spot at Walmart and left his kid in there and went in shopping. Remember that? Yeah.
And then you had the Lee County deputy parked in the fire lane at the Food Lion in Lugoff. And when the sheriff was contacted about that, they just basically said, we'll handle it, and that you go back to your little life.
We don't know why you're complaining about thick blue line privilege. You know, and it's like them sitting in the parking lot, I mean, sitting in the pickup line or drop-off line at the schools.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, you can justify that because, you know, it's safety. If something happened right there.
They're right there.
Yeah, they'd be right there. So, you know. when they're only moments away at that point.
That's a leadership problem. We've talked about this time and time again, but the people of Kershaw County want to keep electing a shit leader to lead that sheriff's department, and that you get what you fucking want. That's what you get.
Yeah, I don't know who would be qualified for that monkey clown show. But we got a budget coming. We got a budget coming, Matthew.
First can you draft wait? Was just dropped.
The first draft. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, the Camden Comical, wherever the hell the front of it is. I can.
There you go.
There it is. Yeah, the Camden Comical, front page.
So Camden looks to step up truck route enforcement. That just means they're going to be, the fucking pirates will be out collecting revenue. First draft of county budget looks $3 million leaner.
Leaner?
Leaner.
What does that mean, leaner? Does that mean lesser?
Lesser. It's $3 million less than what it... I don't know. $3 million less than last year, I guess? Or less than the proposed? I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell because Martin Kahn... It's very confusing in this article. He is vague about some things and very specific about others. Almost as if he has his own personal agenda.
And Martin's getting a little old, so he can't remember, you know, shit. I understand that too. I can't remember shit. What do you call that? Judge me CRS and CRS and can't remember shit.
Here's a big thing. The entire budget, separated into capital projects, debt service, enterprise, general and special revenue funds, can be found on the county's websites, plural, county council agendas and minutes. It is split into five parts with a sixth document providing a breakdown of fiscal year 2024 capital expenditures. Now, I didn't go to the last council meeting. I attempted to watch it at home, but
listen to it. Listen to it. It wasn't watching.
You couldn't even listen to it. It wasn't until 2 days later.
And then there was no video, and the sound
it's terrible.
Sucked. You had to be right up against your Bose speaker, and to hear any of it.
Yeah.
I had to put it into an editor, and raise the volume. And export it and then raise the volume again in order to get something that you can listen to.
Yeah. So at one point in here, he says, Martin Kahn writes, during the fiscal year 2023, the county transferred some $5.7 million from the reserves, but only plans to consider transferring $3.1 million in fiscal year 2024. In the other direction, however, it does plan to use approximately $400,000 of ARPA rescue plan funds it did not use during the current budget cycle. What the fuck does that mean?
That's a shell game.
They're just moving money from one account to the next.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And listen to this part. Most of the ways the general fund is being trimmed by $3 million are not as seemingly dramatic as you would think.
Yeah, because they didn't put any funding in there for the risk management department, right? Which risk management is just a made-up position for Gene Falconberry. Really, the fire department would handle all that stuff.
Right, right.
So we could eliminate that job altogether and be fine. They're talking about the county is only proposing to transfer about $2.7 million in this manner, a savings of around $1.6 million. So they're only going to transfer $2.7 million from the reserve fund to the general fund, and that he's calling that a savings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all the same. It's all our money.
Reserve.
So there's
what reserve means just in case something happens.
Right, but right? We're going to transfer.
So it's kind of like when they say up there in Congress that we're going to borrow from ourselves.
Yeah. It says also it is proposing to only transfer $236,774 from the general fund to a special revenue airport fund. instead of the nearly $1.3 million approved for this year, for an additional $1 million savings. How does that make sense? You're not saving anything.
You're spending.
You're spending money. You're taking it from the reserves into the general, and then spending it on the bullshit airport that the rich people use when the horses are racing.
You know, my grandfather used to ask grandmama, say, why'd you spend the money on that dress? And she said, I saved money on the dress because it was on sale.
So it's a savings. It's like when we save. They try to sell you a new Chevy and say, unbelievable savings this weekend on Chevy trucks. If you buy a $75,000 truck, normally it's $85,000. So you're saving $10,000.
You know, one of the things that I'm always wondering is, you know, everybody's complaining about these subdivisions and the boxes and the boxes.
Sure.
Well, don't those boxes create tax revenue?
They're supposed to.
And so,
where's that money going?
Every year, the Kershaw County Council has more money because of boxes, right?
Well.
And so,
here's this, Jeff.
Nobody ever tells us how much that increase is.
How much the increase is. The way South Carolina politicians work, we know we had a budget surplus this year in the state of South Carolina.
Yeah.
Right? It was what, $700
million?
$3.8 billion
surplus.
So that's an extra that they don't
need. That's like one airplane C-17 going to Ukraine.
Yeah, so that's extra that they don't need to meet the budget. So instead of giving us our money back that they stole from us, they decided to go back and figure out where else to spend it. Now, I suspect the same thing is happening in Kershaw County, where they're saying, well, we have this much money. What are we going to do? What are we going to spend it on? What can we spend all this money? Because if we don't spend it, somebody else is going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Buying political favors is what they're buying.
Absolutely.
That's why Russell Brazel brought up the little Woodard Park thing and all that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the same thing with Ben Connell and this $1.5 million going to the YMCA. Yeah. And y'all listen to this song.
So, look, Ben Connell and Lady G are like this. Lindsey Graham, they're like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Tightness.
Yeah, they drink Bud Light together.
I made a post today about that $3.8 billion extra, and I said, Ben Connell, where are you hiding? Explain to us why you would let this happen or not say something publicly about it.
Ben Connell's up in the clique. In Lindsey Graham's ass.
Oh yeah.
He
was almost offended when I asked him if he joined that Liberty Caucus or whatever it was, the Freedom Caucus.
Yeah.
He was offended that I was.
You know, I always go back. That boy told me he was libertarian leaning.
Leaning.
He's like, why do all the trees lean toward Camden?
Because it sucks.
It sucks. And Ben Connell sucks with him.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to use this newspaper for the only thing it's good for.
Yeah, I think that. Oh, I want to mention that, listen to this. Finally, the proposed budget lists out approximately $11 million in ARPA-funded projects. Again, ARPA is the American Rescue Plan that Trump and Biden and all of them, remember, with the stimulate money. And they bribed all the local governments with this stimulating money.
Right.
And now all the local governments, the little crooks, criminals, and politically connected, are robbing us of what should have been done with projects that mean something. And this goes to what Jimmy Jones was saying at the last meeting when he said he was going to bring the receipts, and he damn brought them. And his, what do they call that?
Closing.
closing.
Yeah, the
council briefings. Council's briefings.
Yeah.
Was one of the best 10-minute speeches that Jimmy Jones probably has ever made.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what he follows it up.
Talk
is talk. Isn't that what they say?
I give him when he's due praise, I will give due praise. So will I with any of these councils.
Earlier this year, we were praising Russell Braswell about some of the things he said. And then look how he turned around us in the back.
Yeah, if you do good, we'll applaud. If you do bad, like these games that Russell and Danny Cato and Shoemake played with this.
They broke the rule. They broke their own rules that they voted on.
Yeah, rules for thee, but not for me.
Right.
And they, I proposed to y'all that Russell Braswell was presented with the wording and all. And said, let's do it this way, by somebody that is a old-time politician that has been in the legislature for a good long time.
And a lobbyist as well.
And made, even ran for governor one time lost, and knows the game.
Democrat.
Well,
you and I, right? It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
We know it doesn't matter.
He goes by D.
He probably
or puts he, she, they, them. I don't want to offend nobody. But I'm telling you, that's where that came
from. I didn't
from.
Listen to all of Jimmy Jones' speech at the end, so let's listen in, and we'll get maybe a live reaction. How about that?
Yeah. We can stop this whenever.
All right.
And go ahead, there, Jimmy.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the County Council, and Mr. Shoemake, thank you for that. We all have felt that pain for the loss. Terrible, terrible tragedy. Okay, I've got a couple things I want to bring up. Have you got it up, Ryan? Okay. At the last County Council meeting, I had some dialogue with a couple of my council members, and I felt like I was questioned about whether or not I was telling the truth. When I said a few things, of course, I told my colleague, I said, no.
He's not naming names, but it's Russell Braswell.
Yeah.
Basically called him a liar in the council chambers.
Yeah.
All right.
More than once.
More than once.
More than once.
He kept interrupting him.
And Jimmy said that he was going to bring the receipts.
Yep. All right, let's hear it.
And we can't see this, but at the moment, Jimmy is bringing up slides of documents that lead up to Russell Braswell making the proposal.
Am I telling the truth? I'll bring the documentation back and show you when I say you did what you did. You did what you did because it's in writing. And the documentation was requested by me at the May 9th, 2023 council meeting. Let's see, if you'll go to the first slide right here, I want you folks to look at the yellow. Okay, well, first off, this is members of County Council placing matters on the agenda. It says County Council members can place proposed matters on the agenda by providing the agenda item to the County Administrator and Clerk of Court by 1 p.m. on Thursday preceding the next regular scheduled council meeting at which County Council will vote on or take action. Now listen, on any matter coming before County Council to get together with supporting documentation.
Okay, so if somebody wants to put something on the agenda, it needs to be done by Thursday at 1 p.m. with supporting documentation.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's
the agenda for the following Tuesday's meeting.
This is what the whole council voted unanimously for. The first of the year.
Yes.
In January.
All right.
That's our rule. We voted on it. Then next slide, Ryan. Yes. This is what we had on the agenda under new business. Proposal for recreation revitalization. Four words. That's it.
That's it?
Four words. That's it. Mm-hmm. No documentation. No nothing.
Nothing. And we were sitting in the audience that night, and when they brought it up, everybody was confused. Like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah.
And we knew.
And we thought it was just for discussion.
Discussion. They were going to talk about it. And, okay, go ahead.
All right, next slide, please. A motion was made on those four words. Madam Chair, I move that Kershaw County agree to accept the donations from MUSC and the Health Resource District totaling $6 million, and that Kershaw County Council submit a proposal to the Finance Committee to budget and allocate a $6 million fund match using ARPA funds in the reallocation process, so that a total of $12 million will be available for a Kershaw County Recreation Revitalization project. Okay, now the next slide.
That was very vague.
Okay, this.
That was accepting. Hold on.
Now the next slide.
There we go.
Go ahead.
But that was what
a
was
Kershaw
written
County
down.
Revitalization project.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't say specifically what project or anything.
But to accept it
to accept
what was
money.
Coming from MUSC and the hospital services.
Right. There were strings attached. In order to accept those funds, they had to be matched. Basically, what they're doing is they voted to match those $6 million.
Right. They bamboozled everything.
Without a public forum, without the public hearings,
without anything.
Right.
Okay, this says, proposal for the Recreation Revitalization. Councilman Russell Brazel made a motion that Kershaw County accept the donations from MUSC and the Health Resource District for $6 million, and that the Kershaw County Council submit a proposal to the Finance Committee to budget and allocate a $6 million fund match using ARPA funds in the Reallocation Finance Committee budget.
So budget.
To budget it.
That means it's gonna be in the budget. And if they don't have the ARPA funds to do it, it's going to have to come from somewhere.
Well, this goes back to the last meeting, before this meeting, where Russell Brazel voted for the 3.8 for the radios, but said that any other proposals that would come from it would be money grabbing.
Yep.
Remember the money grabbing thing? Oh, he said money grabbing two or three different times.
Yeah.
When he is the damn money grabber.
He is the worst. The worst.
Yeah. So, you know, Jimmy's calling
him. Just like
him
you
out.
Said, somebody fed him these lines. There's no way he came up with that verbiage on his own.
No.
It came straight from Daryl.
It could be from
Lindsey Graham's buddy.
The big D, the big, Shittings.
Could,
Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, but I can guarantee you it was boys that play the game, that know how to play the game.
And reallocate the $6 million for ARPA to be used. And of course, that would be a total of $12 million. Which would be available to the Kershaw County Recreation Revitalization Project. Now, go to the next slide, please. Okay, this is a proposal to the Kershaw County Finance Committee from Councilman Russell Brazel and Councilman Danny Cato. Read at the top, this was not included in the agenda packet. It was not presented to the public or press.
Oh.
This document was given to council members after the motion was made during the meeting.
That's some shady shit.
Did not include it in anything.
Didn't let us, the voters, the taxpayers, see it before it went before the council for vote.
Nobody.
So that means that nobody could go during the public comment section to speak against it or for it.
Yeah, because you didn't know anything about it.
You didn't know Russell was going to do
It was an absolute sneak attack against the people.
That's right.
And it was done for political whores.
Whores.
I'm using that word.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to stand and look at me angrily if I use the word whore again?
Ooh, I used that word. Yeah. Yeah. Political whores that are doling out political favors.
Russell Brazel. You're a
to the Camden elite, to the Lindsey Grahams to score your little brownie points, and Ben Connell to score your little brownie points, and at the expense of the people, you're going to build your utopian socialist hellhole.
Absolutely shameful.
Absolutely, positively. And then you bullshit us with this damn budget thing and and Martin Kahn, your conning ass.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, Jimmy, you're nailing it. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Bring the receipts, my man.
Now. Did anybody do anything illegal? Absolutely not. But what we did was we absolutely circumvented our own rules, disobeyed our own rules, and made a motion and made a $6 million match, $12 million turnaround decision.
There's two major things you can do in life to violate the social contract, right? If you want to call it a social contract between humans, right?
Right, right.
You can do something illegal that harms them in person or property.
You can hurt somebody.
Then, or steal their shit.
Or steal their shit.
Or you can do something immoral against them, right? Which this would fall under immorality in my book. What Russell Brazel did was absolutely immoral.
Unprincipled.
Probably
same thing with that. Now, don't just call out Mr. Brazel.
No.
Let's call out Danny Cato.
Danny Cato is a
and Shoemaker.
If you look up useful idiot in the dictionary.
And then
Brandt.
Mm-hmm. Crack guy. I can't keep him in any of them straight. No damn more. And Brandt just going along like a lemming.
Well,
I don't know why. Maybe somebody's got a finger up his ass. But
who could it be?
But this is not only immoral, not only unprincipled, not only sneaky and dirty. It violates. It harms us.
Yes.
Long term.
Absolutely.
And. It steals my shit.
Stealing our shit.
I don't give a crap if the ARPA funds came from the Federal Reserve, went down through Congress, they sold some T-bills, and it flowed down the hill. The pile of shit's the pile of shit.
And we're the ones that got to fucking eat it.
You know what
I did notice is Shoemaker's body language during these meetings. I think that Derek Shoemaker is really regretting casting his lot with these fucking shysters. I think that he does have a moral compass. He has honor and integrity. And I think that he is really regretting casting his lot in with Russell Brazel and Danny Cato and Brandt Tomlinson.
I
really do, because I could read his body language, and it really looks like he was kind of hanging his head down, like this has gone too far,
I think that he's probably getting some pressure from that side of the west watery side of the river about the $6 million.
The guy
$6 million is the highlighted immoral dirty deed.
Yes.
And if you go along with it, then you are an accomplice, a co-conspirator. You guys need to hang this crap up and admit what the hell you've done and ask for forgiveness from the people and then start again. If this is a damn good idea, you fund it your damn selves.
That's right. That's what I said from the beginning. And but you also don't forget who signs Mr. Shoemaker's paychecks. How he feeds his family and who signs his paychecks. It comes straight out of Connell Law Firm. That's who he works for.
You don't have to say nothing else.
Right.
Jimmy.
Let's go. Let's hear Jimmy.
Jimmy, go ahead, man.
Totally no information in the agenda whatsoever. And I've done something that no one else has ever done here before. And I had actually asked Madam Chair to let me go first, because I wanted to make sure my council members had every opportunity to say why I'm wrong. But I'm not wrong. I've got it documented.
What did I say?
Let me finish.
I don't think he ever gets to that, but
what did I say to you?
No. I said, no, it's Shoemaker. Shoemaker was the first one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoemaker? Shoemaker. I think it was.
I think
they probably made shoes in Dutchland or somewhere like that. They made wooden shoes and said they ended up making a shoe.
He's not a shoemaker.
Shoemaker.
We're not makers of shoes. He probably just sold the shoes.
Well, you know, names change and everything else.
I'm going to text Katie Gwynn right now and see, why didn't you let Jimmy go first? That's what I'm asking. All right, carry on, Jimmy.
On the agenda for April 11th, with commitment letters due April 6th and Finance Committee recommendation by April 6th, yet members of this council motion to vote with, they made their motion to vote with no Finance Committee recommendation, no referral to the Finance Committee, or 14 days of waiting, no commitment letters from MBSC or Health Service District. Then the chair puts radios on the agenda for March 14th with supporting documentation. And this, I just couldn't believe. Council members asked her to take it off to give the Finance Committee time to make a recommendation in good faith.
Huh? The dude is bringing the receipts showing.
But he said council members asked her to take it off. Who? Which council members? I want fucking names every time. I want to know the names.
I can't remember exactly who, but Russell.
Guarantee it was Russell.
Shoemaker.
Cato.
Cato, I think.
Brant, listen, Brant Thomason knows, he knows there's no fucking money for this. He knows, and please, I'm cursing a lot just because it's the kind of day I had. So if you can stand it, but he knows what time of day it is. He knows there's no money. Brant Thomason knows there's no money. So if he continues on with this shit, he's doing it knowing that there's no money for this park scam. All right, I'm sorry.
No, you're good, man. Jimmy's just telling the truth, and we're telling the truth.
I'm just a little angry today.
She did. She removed it from the agenda and referred it back to the Finance Committee. April the 18th, I don't know, I'm skipping around here. Rescheduled from April the 11th, the chair puts radios back on the agenda with documentation on the agenda by 1 o'clock, and her motion publicized. She actually even put her motion in there that she was going to make to County Council. Now, council members claimed that she was not transparent. They were blindsided. They need to read their agenda packet when they get it.
Yeah, if they can read. Huh? A couple of them probably don't have very good. We know for a fact they don't have good reading comprehension skills.
Yeah.
Brazel and Cato.
Now, this is after the fact of the $12 million deal.
It's already done.
Yeah. And now they're trying to call Katie out for blindsiding them when all the shit was done,
and she
just
followed,
like their rules.
She followed the rules, yeah.
You know, agree or disagree with Katie or their position and all, or Russell and his position and all. If you're gonna have a rule,
what's the point?
Yeah, why did you do it like this? I want to know why you did it like this.
He'll never admit it.
No,
he'll never admit it.
No, and why were you picked? Were you the brave soul that stepped forward from the line?
Or are you the dumbest fucking the dullest bulb in the box.
It just
Take a guess, Russell.
Get it. Council members asked, why can't you wait until May the 9th for the Finance Committee recommendation? Okay, so you guys didn't wait for the Finance Committee recommendation on Woodward Park, and y'all couldn't wait until the chair rescheduled the vote, yet you're saying she needs to wait for the recommendation on the radios. She needs to wait until the scheduled time to take the vote. Council members completely ignored the chair's schedule in their regard to Woodward Park. She had a town hall meeting set up.
Useless.
She had a publicity thing set up. But
publicity.
You know what, guys? It doesn't work like that.
You know, I know Jimmy's trying to help her out with this, but goddamn.
Oh, yeah, the Bethune Town Hall, mm-hmm. we know was basically a joke when she shut you down. Yeah. We're not talking about Woodward Park here. Right. We're talking about the needs of the people up yonder.
Right. And they need somebody to mow the grass on the baseball field. Is that what they need? That's what she thinks they need.
Yeah, they right? need some fence.
Don't worry about the fact that there's not a single grocery store in Bethune.
It's a food desert up there. They're going to address food deserts at some point.
The mayor's trying to shut down the only meat market in the place.
Yeah, she don't like the poor people going up there to get cheap groceries.
We don't even want to get it started on her. Let's go.
Yeah, Josephine and I like the Bethune meat market, though.
Not my circus and not my clowns. Right?
The people voted her to be the chair. The people trust her with these meetings and schedules.
I'd say the people voted against
And when the chair schedule
Julie
didn't
Burns,
fit some of the council members' agenda, they ignored the rules. Now, with the radios, you're going to call her out and make sure she follows the rules. The rules seem to differ from other councilmen. The rules seem to be different from other, for other council members. And
true. I mean, it's obvious. Look, I don't like to use modern vernacular when, you know, with the woke speak, but it seems a bit misogynistic the way Russell Brazel talks to Katie Gwynn, almost as if he resents the fact that a woman is the chair and not him or not a man. That's the feeling I get when I see him speaking to her. Like, he feels like he's the superior, but there's nothing else. There is absolutely nothing that he can claim to be superior about except the fact that he's a man. Like, he didn't start the business that he works for, right? He's never joined the military. He never did a combat tour, never flew an Apache. I think he just feels emasculated. And so he's joining up with the political elites, you know, the D man and Lady G, trying to just get more power.
It could be. I don't know what's in his mind. I can't.
Well, it's
that.
Not much.
But
I'll say that it's not much in his mind. It ain't much.
Well, he's playing the game. That's what he's doing, and he's being told.
He's doing what he's told.
Yeah, you're doing what he's told.
It's like the chair is under scrutiny for following the proper protocol and procedure when council members have ignored, and they have ignored it, the same procedures and protocol 1 month earlier. It just doesn't make sense. And as the vice chairman, I am going to support this chair. But now let me make myself perfectly clear about this chair. I will also hold her accountable the same way I hold everyone else accountable and myself. And I'll speak.
Yeah. He's going to hold everybody accountable, even himself.
We'll see.
Yeah. It always, you know, stick to your principles. And
we got 2 years, Jimmy. We'll see. I'm hopeful.
Somebody today.
Actually,
the former clerk of the county council said she had never, pretty much in a statement, I'm going to probably make it sound better than what it is because it's talking about me. But she said Jimmy Jones never put anything on the agenda unless he had supporting documentation there. There's been no communication with the sheriff on the cut of his
who gives a fuck?
Capital.
Honestly. Who gives a shit?
Well, you know, his cut is not a cut. It's more of a
not getting
as big an increase.
Yeah.
You know, you want 16.
I'll tell you what. Vehicles. You want a cut? Put me on the county council. I'll propose a cut to this budget.
Well, me too. Right? You know, what do we keep saying? Limit government. Yeah. Limit government.
I'll save you about, well, how much do you make now? $185,000 a year? I'll save you $185,000 a year.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. That'd be cool as hell.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be on the minimum.
Yeah.
Of course, I know with the animal service, they, you know, with Gerald being overstaffed and everything, they've had that. They all know what's going on.
Overstaffed?
But it just bothers me. But I will hold her accountable just as much as I hold anybody else accountable as I hold myself accountable. Now, I'm going to end with this because I want to end on a good note.
Here it comes, boys and girls. Good note.
It's all about transparency. We need to stop governing by ambush. and I'll debate that with anybody who wants to.
Stop governing by ambush. Jimmy Jones, I salute you this time, my friend.
Yeah,
you exactly hit it on the nose, the nail on the head, my friend.
I mean, we haven't done that. The chair is transparent in all aspects. But a majority of council still wants to spend tax dollars and taxpayer money to ambush with no transparency. And that's exactly what happened. It's exactly what happened in our last budget process as well.
Yep, he's right about that too. And that was when Samuel Tucker, Julie Burns, David Snotgrass, and whoever the hell else was up there.
Tom Gardner,
the walrus. That was when they shoved all those amendments down our throat after the budget was already done.
Yep.
Increased your millage.
You know what? There's
and all that.
You know what you would call people like that is bastards. That's what I call them.
You know,
thieving bastards.
Yeah, yeah. Thieving bastard, because they have a monopoly on violence.
Can you imagine if this shit would have happened right after World War II? Well, you remember that? What's that town in Tennessee where they were some scheming?
Well, they were like Athens. Athens, Georgia.
They went,
the veterans went and took over the courthouse.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Athens, Georgia.
Yeah.
They raided the National Guard Army first, got the weapons and the ammunition. Then they went and threw all the politicians out by force, right?
Yep. Crooked, corrupt.
Crooked sons of bitches.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Hey, you know, at some point,
which
it's
side would
come
Lee
to
Bone
that,
on?
You know?
Which side would Lee Bone fall on in there?
Oh, I don't know.
His deputies drag racing up and down the road, cutting people off, beating people, tasing people. What would they do? We're just following orders. Man.
Yeah, we're just following orders. You guys are domestic terrorists.
Right.
You need to surrender before we send in the robot.
You know how quick? You remember I had that conversation with Lee Bone at the workshop a few months back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He went from fighting words to interrogation mode. As soon as he saw my camera and Mr. Friendly Guy, but then when he saw I turned my phone off, he turned into FBI interrogator, thinking I don't know all his fucking tricks.
Yeah.
Bro, I was taught by the best. You were taught by the FBI who's been, fuck it, man, go on. This ain't about that piece.
And a majority of council's top priorities is travel baseball to benefit a few.
Back it up, son. Back
you
want
to hear that again? Oh my God, this is a good. It gets better.
And a majority of council's top priorities is travel baseball to benefit a few.
be calling them dumbasses out now. And I get it, Jimmy.
Good job, man.
We have so many needs in this county. And I'm not angry, guys. I mean, I'm actually excited about I get to share this with you. Now, this is my opinion, my thoughts.
Not his opinion, it's facts. He's presenting facts.
Yeah, bringing the receipts.
With the documentation.
I'm happy to bring these, I'm happy to bring these damn receipts to y'all and show them to you.
Our priority should be public safety and providing essential funding for law enforcement, ambulance service, and securing prisoners at the detention center. A majority of council hands out millions of dollars of taxpayers' money for travel, baseball, at the expense of public safety, and that is my opinion, and I'll stand by it and stick with it.
It's true.
I have one.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, damn.
You can't deny that. That's what we've been going around about. Yeah. What is limited government? Yeah. And most everybody will say fire, EMS,
roads.
But. Travel baseball was never in there.
You notice that?
I think that's pretty far down. You probably got to go scroll down through many pages of whereas it is to find travel baseball.
Generations of thieving bastards you'd have to go through to get to travel baseball.
Yeah. Finish it up, Jimmy.
More thought. When the state rightfully provides hundreds of millions of dollars for big economic development projects, why is Kershaw County always second? You know, everybody who loses is second. You still lost, whether you're second, third, but every time I talk to somebody in another agency, another community, another county, they came in second too. Well, anyway, I can tell you, I have the answers. I know exactly why we're not moving forward with that. Project Scout, going to Blythewood, $2 billion, 4,000 jobs. The battery plant going to Florence, $810 million, 1,200 jobs. We lost out on a few more as well, but that was within the last 6 months. So having said that,
it's a fucking scam. I don't know why Jimmy's trying to praise that shit. Everybody in Blythewood where that plant's going to be built fucking hates it.
Yeah.
They're pissed. Go look it up. They're pissed off because that electric vehicle plant needs diesel-powered trains to come in to provide them with their materials.
Yeah.
So these diesel, they're going to have to put new railroad tracks through these neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And not to mention the battery plant in Florence, which is cobalt, to go in these batteries, which is using literally slave labor in Africa. They call them craft mining. But you have children mining with their hands cobalt, which is highly toxic and poisonous to human beings. But hey, great, we got a battery plant on a scam electric vehicle.
We got to save the planet, dude.
Shit.
We got to slave the planet.
Right.
And what the other thing is,
we have to slave the planet?
Yeah, to slave
the planet. Yeah, we're going to slave the planet.
That's what it's all about. But what one of these things is, I was talking about how counties compete with bribes.
Yeah, absolutely.
All over the place. And whoever can bribe the most.
Right.
Gets the plant.
Look how quickly they scrambled.
Look at what happened to Mack Truck when we bribed him to come here.
It's a big old empty building.
When the bribe ended, Mack Truck ended too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to happen.
Same thing happened with FN in Richland County. Richland County said, we're not going to continue the philo. And then they said, okay, cool, we're leaving.
So how do you
okay, here's your hush money. Here's your money.
Yeah, how do you become free? You quit bribing people. You quit taking the money to bribe people.
Yep.
You quit letting the state dictate your more and more and more government.
Yeah, it's you need to accept short-term pain for long-term gain.
Yep.
That's how you grow. But what our politicians have done, and they're not to govern us, they're not our leaders, they're representatives. They're supposed to represent us. They have chosen short-term gain and long-term pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even realize it because they're so fucking
self-centered
and egotistical and short-sighted that they will take any little scrap that the federal government throws them or the private business throws them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to fail.
Finish it up, Jimmy.
Guys, listen. We got to be transparent. We got to be forthcoming. I think there's a lot of excitement because there's a lot of support for baseball fields up here. And I'm going to tell you what, Sheriff, you may not get your cars. You may not get your stuff, but we're going to get some baseball fields. And
you better have a deputy out there to keep the parents from fighting each other.
Is that? Oh, Jimmy, yeah, you ain't going to get your car, Sheriff, but you're going to get a damn baseball field.
Fuck you, Sheriff.
But he makes a good point.
True.
To my folks in the ambulance service, you may not get all the ambulances you want. You may not get your $2 million new building that we could do with this, but we're going to get some baseball fields.
You better show up, and one of them kids gets hit in the head with a baseball. You're going to show up and treat them and take them to hospital.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. The jail has got to be fixed. We got $6 million sitting there.
That's Jimmy's special.
And I am not going to vote for any bond to build a new jail. But anyway, having said that, I really want to say to my colleagues on council, I enjoy serving with you. I just don't agree with you. And I hope y'all have a very nice evening. And Madam Chair, members of council, that concludes my report.
Jimmy is a bit too nice for my liking. Why would you say I enjoy serving with you after just saying all of that? I would say it's a fucking chore being up here serving with you.
Well,
because
you
sons of bitches run me ragged.
He
like,
does.
What in the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah. A lot of times I get sick of the clown show and the...
I was this close, this week to putting a for sale sign on my property. I'm talking this close. We had a spot in Missouri picked out with a house on it. We had gotten financing, talked to the parents, we're coming back home. We were this close.
Well.
Fuck these people. I'm going to go back to where freedom.
Where you can get away from.
I'm going back to the home of Jesse James.
Well, hopefully that we can can have an amicable divorce.
We've nice.
Got to. This is going to end at some point anyway.
Yeah, they're not there.
They can't continue the con game much longer.
No.
So, you know, we're just watching the clown show.
Listen to Mr. Webb when he speaks. Go read a few books. I know that's not a popular pastime here in South Carolina, it's Kershaw County especially, reading books, but I just finished reading a book called One Second After.
Oh, that's a good book. That is a excellent
Man,
book.
Man, you want to see some terrifying shit that could actually happen that comes straight from a government report. Go read that book. We don't need to be building baseball fields. We should be building grain silos.
Tom Webb is absolutely right. And look, guys, grow your own food as much as possible. Get yourself out of debt as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. And protect your finances.
Oh, yeah.
Banks going down everywhere, and the contagion is... The fuse has been lit.
It's gonna happen,
we just don't know how long it's going to be.
I asked my financial advisor, what should I be investing in right now? He said, lead and seeds.
Anyway, boys and girls, that's it. I know it was a long Liberty report, but hey, Liberty ain't free.
Sorry for being so angry, but God damn it. These motherfuckers are trying to kill us all.
They're trying to kill us all, Josephine.
Peace.
Peace.
'Cause the government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
to steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?